Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third, the right fielder, Matty Alou. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third, the third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Rudy moves to third. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein is hit by the pitch. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Horlan, and towards Campaneris, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville bunts towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to third. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Duncan scores. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 0 for 1 in the game. Blyevan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Carew moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gonzalo Marquez pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Bob Locker. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Mike Hegan. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman fires to first and picks off Campaneris. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Ted Kubiak now playing second base. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 0-for-2 in the game. Blyevan strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Darold Knowles now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein juggles the ball. That's an error on Epstein. Tovar moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Tovar moves to third. Carew moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Tovar scores. Carew moves to third. Braun moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for Mike Epstein. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odom moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Duncan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.